Breakfast is costing a little more these days. Hello, everyone, and welcome for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The American Farm Bureau has released its third quarter market basket survey, and Deputy Chief Economist at the Farm Bureau, John Anderson, explains the findings in this report from Jonna Miller.
Shoppers paid about 2% more for groceries during the third quarter, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation's quarterly market basket survey.
Primarily, the increase was driven by a handful of items, some breakfast-related items, egg, for instance, and apple. Other than that, a fairly stable market basket. And while the quarter-to-quarter number was up, if you look at where the market basket value is compared to a year ago, it's actually down a little bit.
American Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says that might come as a surprise to those who have heard about the severity of the drought throughout much of the country, but it's too early for consumers to really feel the pinch.
There's some fairly long lags involved between when we see an effect at the farm level in raw commodity prices and when we expect to see that show up in food prices. So even though there's been a lot of talk about drought, and certainly the drought has been the major event in commodity markets this summer, it's really way too early to expect to see that show up in the retail price of finished food products.
And it might also surprise some to realize some food items actually dropped in price.
Some of our meat items actually went down year over year, even though there's been a lot of talk about meat shortages and meat prices going up. Actually, we have had some sizable increases in meat production recently. That's really keeping a lid on retail meat prices. Now, as we look ahead to next year, we may see the effects of some production cutbacks coming into the market. But for the next quarter or two, we may actually see increases in production that hold prices steady or maybe even move them down.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
John Anderson goes on to say that he thinks all the talk in the news recently over how the drought would affect food prices next year may be premature at this point, and he says more stable energy prices are helping to slow down the volatility in food prices. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.